It is 11:15 a.m. right now. You're hanging out with BK all the way till noon, the 13th of May. It's a brand new Wednesday. Right in the middle of the week, we'd like to call it Hump Day, but on Wednesdays coming around this time, we have What Matters that runs through all the way till at least towards the end of this hour, and we try to run it as much as we can. Now, today's topic, we have COVID-19's test fund for consumer benefits. In fact, insurance policy holders most at risk of COVID-19 infection have undergone tests at Health Ministry certified labs. They are entitled to a 300 ringgit reimbursement per person. And some of these policy holders who took the test on the advice of general practitioner after the March 27th can make the claim via COVID-19 test fund website. And some details on that coming up. But speaking a little bit more about this, I have Mr. Ng Kok Heng, who is the PM Deputy Chairman under the General Insurance Association of Malaysia, and talking a little bit more about the COVID-19 test fund for consumer benefits. Welcome to the program, Mr. Ng KK.
Hi, good morning, BK.
Good morning to you. And starting on the 18th of March this year, Malaysia has declared MCO as an effort to break the chain of COVID-19. And having said that, Mr. Ng, could you just tell us a little bit more about PM and how this actually came along with it, and how the whole COVID test fund, the CTF, also came along with it? And I think it's also a little bit of a joint venture with Liam as well, who is the life insurance side of things.
Yes, that's right. So the insurance industry here comprises of both the general insurance and the life insurance. And of course, we also have the takaful operators as well, to provide both general and life insurance protection. So there are three associations here that are involved. There's Liam, which is from the Life Insurance Association, MTA, which is a Malaysian Takaful Association, and of course, PIAM, which is where I'm representing, okay, which have set up this COVID test fund to help to pay for the testing for policy holders, okay, and this is a fund that has been set up. In total, it's 8 million combined by the three associations, okay, and it pays for up to 300 ringgit for each policy holder.
And looking at that as well, with the implementation of the movement control order, it's been happening since the 18th, and now we're going through phase 5, which is also the CMCO, a little bit more of a relaxed version of it. Our daily routines suddenly changed. Many people started working from home. Businesses in some ways were also interrupted. What are the measures taken by PM, and I mean on behalf of PM as well, because you are from them, and what would be these measures to help relieve some of the policyholders?
Okay, I think the on the PM side, what we are also very cognizant of is businesses as well as people are going to be affected by this. And we have also looked at how to make it more easier for customers to continue with their policy coverage. Say, for example, like motor insurance, we have also come up with customers who do not wish to renew their policies for the 1 year, they can renew it for 6 months on prorated basis. Okay, and for commercial businesses, we are also looking at if some of these businesses are affected by cash flow, they can actually speak to their respective insurance companies. Yeah, when they renew their policies, they can perhaps request for a bit of a slightly more relaxed payment terms as opposed to previously where they have to pay before the policy starts, or they have to pay it within the premium warranty period. So I think it is up to the individual policy holders to talk to their insurers for assistance here.
Okay, and pertaining to the CTF, which is the COVID test fund, can you elaborate more on it and a little bit more on what you've mentioned earlier? What is the whole CTF for, and how does someone get about it?
Okay, I think the CTF is basically to help the government in trying to get more people to be tested for the COVID. All right. So this fund is available for all policyholders, and what happens is that if they get a referral from their respective GP, or when they go to the hospital recommends, because of their situation, that they may have come in contact with a particular person who has been tested positive for COVID, or they have returned from overseas and they are not sure and they will qualify. So you can go and check the on the website for the criteria. And people who are qualified for this, they can actually go for the test. They can pay for the test, and after that, they can log on to the website, which is www.myctf.my. Okay, and they can download the form, and they can actually make an online submission. Okay, and seek for the 300 ringgit reimbursement.
And where would they go through these tests, for instance?
These tests, they can go to any test lab or recommendation through any of the clinics or hospitals. Okay, these are the recognized tests that has been accepted by the Ministry of Health. Okay, and as long as they go through all these recognized testing facilities, they are entitled, if they qualify under the criteria, to seek reimbursement from the fund.
Right. And Mr. KK Ng, you've mentioned saying that the establishment of the whole MyCTF is part of the industry's contributions to also encourage more policyholders to undergo COVID-19. It pushes for those who think that they're all right. It actually gives them a reason to go out there and get themselves tested out. Who is actually eligible to make the claims under the CTF?
Well, those who are eligible are actually policyholders who have a health insurance. Okay, whether the health insurance are purchased by them individually or through their company that comes under their group health insurance plan. So they have to be the person insured under the particular policy.
And as you mentioned as well, to go about to make the claims under the CTF, more info is about it is on www.myctf.my. There's a form out there, you can fill it up. What happens after that process? How does someone wait around, and would they be notified via email, or would someone give them a call and contact them to tell them where they can get themselves tested out?
Well, when they can find out where they can get tested from the website as well. Okay, so the testing is on their own, as long as they qualify under the criteria. When they submit their claims through the portal will actually ask for some information. Okay, and one of the information will be who have they bought the policy from which insurance company. Yeah, so once they submit that information, the portal itself will then direct this application to the respective insurance company. And these insurance companies will then process the claim. And if the claim is very straightforward, it qualifies under it, and it's qualified to be reimbursed, the insurance companies will then directly credit that money into their bank account.
Okay.
But if they are not qualified, or maybe there are some information which are lacking, I think then insurance companies will contact the respective claimant and probably they will go from there.
So technically, either whether you're qualified or not, you would still be notified and you would be aware whether you should actually proceed with the next step, right?
That's right, yeah.
Okay, all right. And we're slowly coming towards the end of this little interview session with you, Mr. KK Ng. I just wanted to find out from you, lastly, your message to policyholders and also Malaysians amidst this whole crisis of this pandemic that's going on in the country. What would you say?
Yeah, I think as the insurance industry, we are very cognizant of the challenges that everybody is going through now. From our side here, I think it's good for all the consumers out there to really relook at their policy. I know that some of them have been holding back on their insurance policies, especially motor insurance. I just want to remind that all those policy holders to make sure that they renew their policy to make so that they are allowed to drive on the road in particular. Okay, and for the as a gratitude of to all the people who are out there, the healthcare workers and the frontliners that we see, you know, who are constantly coming in contact with the people, the police, the army, the rail people, we just want to express our thanks to them for the dedication that they are putting out, you know, to protect the country and its people at the risk of their own personal safety. A big thank you to all of them. And lastly, I think the message that I have is for them to follow the conditional movement control order, okay, the SOP that's been provided, better keep safe, okay? Keep your distance and make sure that everybody follows the what the Health Ministry of Health have asked us to do, okay? Thank you very much.
Yes, wonderful. Couldn't have said it any better. Well, Mr. Ng Kok Heng, thank you so much for joining me on today's episode of What Matters Radio on Tracks and elaborating and giving a little bit more of an insight towards the COVID-19 test fund for consumer benefits.
Yeah, you're most welcome. Thank you very much.
Alrighty. And yes, as I mentioned it, I was talking to Mr. Ng Kok Heng, who is the PM Deputy Chairman under the General Insurance Association of Malaysia, on today's topic of COVID-19 test fund for consumer benefits. In fact, here's a little add-on to that. The policyholders and certificate holders will be able to submit their claims online via that same portal, as is mentioned. It's www.myctf.my. A nationwide 24/7 toll-free call center will be operational as well. The public can make general inquiries by dialing the hotline number at 15500 or 1300 221188. And yes, this whole thing is going around and it's being mobilized in its efforts to help the nation by setting up the CTF with their member companies, Liam PM and the MTA. They've all joined efforts within a week since the announcement of the CTF. Since the beginning of April, they quickly operationalized the whole nationwide initiative in support of the Ministry of Health, and they are targeting to conduct more than 26,600 tests on Malaysians. And this would further help the nation to contain the COVID-19 virus from spreading. We'll try to put up more updates on this and a little bit more information on our socials at Tracks FM Official. In the meantime, we're back to